Funk, taking your donations for the CKT funding drive. We got a trio of donations just came in. Well, I say just came in, actually came in a little while ago from California. Big shout out to Robin, Jeff, and Thomas. Thanks for your generosity supporting CKT. Big shout out to Jonas, too, a good friend of ours out in Switzerland. We get to see him every time or so that we go out to Zurich. So big ups to Jonas. Thanks for your donation. And speaking of that international connection, we've got Sarah here. She's kind of been hanging out in the background for the last few weeks, a couple months maybe.
Something like that.
But I wanted to get you on the microphone because you're basically an example of that connection, WeFunk to the international world. And you actually ended up here doing an internship at CKET on the strength of discovering CKET through listening to WeFunk. So
yeah, life could
how
be
did that happen?
That way. Well, I just, a friend recommended WeFunk to me years ago when I was still in high school, and I started listening to it when I was studying, especially because the random stream of music is just, there's never anything bad on it, but it's easier than just putting on your own music all the time because you have to pick a new album every 60 minutes. And then I just listened to it for years and finally I was like, what's this CKUT they're always talking about? Because I thought WeFunk was like its own online radio thing and it didn't even know that it was a part of a station. So I looked up the website and it was really cool and I started studying at the university. Eventually it came time to do an internship and I was like, what better place
come out to
than
Montreal.
The place that hosts WeFunk? I'll just write an email, see what's happening. And they were like, yeah, sure. We always need volunteers and stuff, so you just come here and we'll get you set up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how do you like CKET and how does it compare to, in Germany, do you kind of have an equivalent kind of community station system?
We do have campus radio. I wouldn't say it's as high quality as CKUT's because CKUT is very special, but we do have independent radio stations and nonprofit radio stations that do a very good job. But the German music scene is, of course, very different than the one in Montreal. There's a lot of electronic music going on, especially in Berlin, and here it's more about, indie rock and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, the funk.
But yeah, and WeFunk, of course. But WeFunk is very popular in Germany. I know I have a lot of friends who are like huge WeFunk fans.
Yeah,
super excited.
We seem to get good stats on our website from people listening in Germany. So yeah, what's up people in Germany? Go make a donation.
There's a German connection too, especially to hip hop, because we go back to Kraftwerk, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah.
Trans Europe Express. Without that, there's no Planet Rock and Afrika Bambaataa. So you know what I mean? There's that connection right there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Speaking of connections, speaking of samples, as you were a little while back, here's one that was sampled, but it was definitely reinterpreted by Biz. So check it out. Make your donation, cket.ca.